This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You going anywhere during the holiday season? A survey from Deloitte suggests nearly half of you just said, yep. Prepare for the pandemic distortions, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
70% of travelers plan on driving this holiday season, according to the Deloitte survey. And that is not going to be cheap. Patrick DeHaan is head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy.
Motorists hitting the road for Thanksgiving or amongst the holidays are going to be greeted by the highest gas prices we've seen since the holidays of 2014.
DeHaan says that's because demand for gas is growing, but oil production still hasn't caught up to pre-pandemic levels. Prices at the pump are already higher than they were a year ago.
And where we go from here is potentially even higher yet. And that's thanks to a continued rise in global demand as we see pandemic issues easing and economies reopening.
More of those drivers will be renting cars this year. In 2020, Deloitte found that roughly 20% planned on renting. This year,
that number is up to about 30%.
That's Mike Daher at Deloitte. Many rental companies sold cars off early in the pandemic and are still rebuilding their fleets.
So I would expect longer wait times at the rental counter. I'd also encourage folks to, you know, definitely book early.
Same story for air travel. Henry Hardeveld is a travel industry analyst with Atmosphere Research Group.
We've seen periodic problems where airlines simply don't have enough pilots, flight attendants, or both to operate the schedules that they had hoped to operate.
Hardeveld says airlines are training more pilots and bringing flight attendants back from furlough.
But if you've got demand that's almost at pre-pandemic levels, but your capacity is not there, and you can't add flights because of concerns about not having enough pilots or flight attendants, that means only one thing: airfares go up.
About 1 in 4 low-income respondents told Deloitte they plan to cut back on travel spending this year. 30% of higher-income travelers plan to spend significantly more. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.